Sounds like a plan, you know.
Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order, we have a quorum. What is that, 9:05? We get a roll call?
Mitchell? Michaels?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Jay? Harrison?
Here.
Alex?
Here.
Carter? Coart?
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
Second.
Open for discussion, correction. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for September 14th, open session, and September 14th, 2015, closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. There's no closed session.
You're on the wrong agenda.
Oh.
You're on the nursing home agenda.
Lorraine is just whipping for the week and the weekend and didn't even know what happened.
Your C-Cart bus coming in.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Okay. Approval of minutes for September the 14th, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Open for discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? There's no public participation. That's it. Okay, communication. Do we have any communication for the committee? Okay, seeing we need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claim for September 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Here we put it into the county engineer's hand.
The agenda's pretty light this week, this month. That's why we're going on a tour of the ongoing construction projects. Just you guys have given me a resolution, given me the authority to award the Ogden Township bridge project, which is just east of Royal, about a mile. You see the engineer's estimate there was $472,000. Bids were very tight for three of the bidders, $465,000, $469,000, and $469,000. So, getting some competitive bids there. Newell was the low bidder, $465,323.45. That job will start in April of next year. We had it in there so that we could get it done prior to harvest time, because that's a main route going into Royal for grain. So the highway commissioner was concerned about the timeliness of that. So that's why we held it off to have a letting now and didn't do it in the summer, because it's going to take the majority of the summer to do that project, because it's a rather large township bridge project. So,
can I ask a question, Maureen?
Yes.
Where exactly is that location?
If you take County Road 20 directly out of Royal.
To the east?
To the east. And it intersects County Road 22, which goes up to Penfield. You keep going about 3/4 mile. Mm-hmm. It's right. Old County Road 20. It used to be a county road. Mm-hmm. Back before my time.
Bridge.
Yeah.
Just barely in the county, too, isn't it?
1/4 mile.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just barely in the county.
Thank you.
It's not close enough to get any participation from Vermilion County.
That's why I wanted.
But even if we did, it's usually about 90-10 because of our taxes and their taxes. So.
What is that, 80 rod or something?
Yeah.
It has to be an 80 rod or strange thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I need a motion.
We don't need any. That was just a big review on that. And then Under other business, I passed around a invitation to IDOT's public outreach meeting, which is next Wednesday from 4 to 7 at the Illinois Terminal. They'll go through their multi-year program. This doesn't have anything to do with our program on the county side, which we don't really have one for next year due to lack of funding. But this, they'll be presenting. I'm sure they'll talk about the 57-74 interchange and whatever else is coming up in the area over the next 5 years. So that's from 4 to 7. They have a short presentation, I guess, at 5. But it's more a walk-through and look at maps and ask questions type of meeting than it is any kind of formality of a presentation. So,
it's actually in Champaign, too.
So anybody that would like to attend that, feel free to attend it and see what's going on at IDOT as far as their projects go. One other thing that I wanted to bring to your attention under other business is as county engineer in Champaign County and being a county engineer in the state of Illinois, that also makes me a member of the National Association of County Engineers. Mm-hmm. And our Illinois delegation has nominated me to be the North Central Regional Vice President of NACE for the next 2 years. And I told them that I would bring that to your attention. If there were no objections, I would accept the nomination. I have to tell them by today if I want to be in that pool for that vote. And I believe the votes are next week. We had a gentleman up in Stevenson County, Chris Isbell, who was the sitting North Central Regional Vice President, and he had some issues with dealing with his board, even though he's been there for 24 years. And
why are you looking at
me? He decided to step down, so that leaves the position vacant for the remainder of his term, which is about 20 months. And it's basically representing Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota as the vice president for National Association of County Engineers. So it means a little bit more travel, but actually NACE pays all the expenses for the travel for their vice presidents. So it wouldn't be any cost to the county. It'd actually be a savings because you guys usually pay for me to go to the April annual meeting, and now they'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. So save us $1,000 or so. But it is a time commitment, but it's something that I would like to run for and see if I can get elected, and I would hope that you guys would be acceptable to that.
Okay, Alex.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank Alex.
You. Great.
Gary.
Okay. He answered my question.
He asked a question.
To see if NACE was actually going to pick up part of the tab. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm speaking just as a person that's been a little bit involved in that over the years, and I think you can get a lot of value out of it for himself and the county as well.
I think so too.
Is this something that we have to vote on, or just
no?
Hey, okay.
Just wanted to make sure you guys were cool with it before I said yes, because I don't want to be gone. You're like, where are you going again? Yeah. How come you're going there?
The office, like that. The girls,
you didn't tell us about that.
So, thanks for putting your time into all these things and extra time, you know, from family and all that to represent the county.
And most of the, I mean, it's a conference call once a month, and then it's an additional three meetings that I have to attend that are 2 or 3 days long. One in D.C., in the NACO meeting, they always attend that as the board. Mm-hmm. That this year it's in, I think it's in L.A. in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible. I don't know if I'd
go
to
that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I have a question. What is the time framework?
What's that?
The time framework, is it next year?
No, it actually would begin immediately because I'm taking the place.
But it goes till next year.
It's it'll go until April of 2017.
Oh, okay. So next year, that's not too bad since you don't have any projects planned.
There you go.
Okay, well.
You know what? You have our blessing to travel.
That's right, the whole committee.
Thank you.
Okay. actually something I was curious about the other day. If you can, like, quantify how many people aren't working because, like, we're holding on projects because of the uncertainty from the state level.
Right now, we're still doing everything that we planned to do.
Okay.
Next year, we were talking about this about 8:30 this morning. So if the townships and the county, we don't get any funding this year, we set up our programs about this time of year, mm-hmm. for next year. So that means all the seal coating work, all the maintenance work on the township and the county roads, we would be putting together a program and sending it down to IDOT for their approval so that we could have lettings in basically November for all the aggregate hauling that would happen over the winter, because we typically do that in the winter because truck haulers don't have much else to do in the winter, mm-hmm. so we get good prices, we keep them busy. And then generally in around April, we have our oil letting for the oil that goes on the roads, which is usually about 1 million gallons of oil in a given year for all the townships in the county. And then obviously we start doing that when the weather warms up. So, you know, Ileana Construction, who is the major mm-hmm. seal coat contractor in town, basically won't have any work next year because we're, mm-hmm. you know, the other counties around us that they do work for in a similar boat that we are.
Right.
So you're talking about, you know, at least a dozen employees right there that won't have any work to do next year. Plus, we're not putting together a road construction program for next year, just simply due to the uncertainty of how much money we're going to have. So, you know, we usually do $2 to $3 million of road construction every year. And the townships typically spend $2 to $3 million in maintenance. So you're talking about $5-6 million worth of work that contractors and their employees won't be doing next year. So we don't have any plans for layoffs because our employees are funded through the highway fund,
mm-hmm.
instead of the motor fuel tax fund. But there are a number of counties south and west of here that rely on the motor fuel tax fund to pay their employees, mm-hmm. who are going down to skeleton crews until they start receiving additional revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't be doing anything except, I suppose, doing whatever plowing they might be able to do with their skeleton crews during the wintertime.
Well.
So.
All right.
A little
funny story about that. It's going to make my oldest sister, very grumpy because her husband is a chip spreader for Ileana. And he won't be working next summer.
Probably not.
I have to stay away from my school.
So even if the money comes in January or February, like everybody's kind of thinking, that's going to be too late for us to do anything, for us to put a program together for the townships, to put a program together, basically skip a year of construction and maintenance, which is never good. I mean,
right.
It's kind of like if you don't keep up with, you know, taking care of your house, you don't vacuum it for a year, think what the carpet would look like.
Right. And then I guess then for 17's program, that
presumably it'd be larger, right?
Yeah.
If we get all the money that we should. But as everybody knows, it's supply and demand. If there's mm-hmm. a lot of demand in a given year, then the costs are going to go up, so we're going to be able to do less because everybody's mm-hmm. going to be wanting to do something at that point.
Right.
And so you get this effect of contractors gearing up, gearing down, gearing up, gearing down, when we really need to be doing a steady program throughout, you know, over multiple years. So they know what equipment to buy, how many people to employ,
right.
that kind of thing.
So if you guys were smart, you would pool what funds you have and see to it that there is work next year, counties, so that price variability doesn't come in. Into play, and it would be a win-win from the factor of better and more efficient use of the monies. Yeah. You'd have to have some kind of MOU among yourselves or intergovernmental agreement so you could do it, but it would be one way of countering what you've just described.
Well, there's going to be a significant amount of construction work in Champaign and Urbana next year because of the MCOR project.
Yeah, the MCOR project.
Millions of dollars they're going to spend on that. So, although that's mostly all concrete work, not asphalt. So, those people will be busy.
Yeah, they'll be busy, but I'm thinking of the price factor. That's the various governmental entities are going to have to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
How much of a price drop would we expect to see next year in terms of contractors? I mean, how hungry are they going to be?
So you're thinking of borrowing money?
I am.
Yeah, I figured that's where you were.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to lend money based on the state of Illinois' bill tax being the revenue source.
Right. Yeah.
It's always been a problem.
But that would be a shot in the dark because I don't know what the...
Well, there's a concern in Chicago that the lenders, because they're basing their bonds on that, and then...
Which is my question, would we even bond some of that with a payment due like six months?
That's what I mean. I mean, you could. If anybody was willing to...
Not necessarily go lending,
if anybody was willing to take the bond. Well, that's what I mean by borrowing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry. My brain is in
If anybody's willing... I mean, unless your bank wants to give us a great deal, but if anybody's willing to buy
you
the
can't
bonds,
vote
it's
on it.
To look at.
No. I mean, that's where my brain was going.
That's what I mean.
That would
maybe
just have a six-month interest payment, and that way... You maybe would receive some of those funds at the end of the 6 months at least to make an interest payment.
I mean, I wouldn't loan the state of Illinois money right now, but...
Oh, I wouldn't either.
Maybe, maybe somebody out there is crazy enough to.
Neither.
To expand on that a little bit, and Jeff can confirm this, counties have been able to bond on motor fuel tax forever.
Yeah.
The problem is nobody will buy the bonds because of the uncertainty of the motor fuel tax receipts.
That would make, because although they keep telling us you're going to get the money, you're going to get the money, who knows? Come January, when there's $1 billion sitting in the motor fuel tax fund, that looks awful tasty to somebody trying to fill a gap in a budget.
Especially to a state that's $3 billion in the hole by then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to anticipate that we're going to get that is makes me
nervous.
I think there's a serious concern because they well may sweep those. They've done it before.
Right.
Well, I think that's, like 4 months ago.
You know,
April.
Every 2 months I keep thinking something's going to happen to make them move. But now they're talking about April, that something might
I don't be until think we're April. Get one.
And I think they're going to keep that money and say, well, you've done so fine without it.
Yeah.
You know, and look at it as, we can use this to pay the $3 billion we haven't had to borrow now, you know.
That actually might be something for, like, the national organization of county engineers, just if there would be a way to quantify statewide how many people, how next year there's going to be a hold on projects because of this uncertainty. I think that could be a powerful information to use with legislators.
Yeah, we could.
Well, also the factor of the multiplier effect that people aren't spending money.
Right.
Yeah. Or could the state organization leverage a bit for some of this bonding that has been part of the brainstorming conversation here? Even if it didn't go to all counties, but that would level that rush in 2017, mm-hmm. which you would say is that you're anticipating that.
Right.
Which will raise the cost. Is this worth having a conversation, a more serious conversation about? Getting more information on these possibilities that you three have thrown on the table?
Well, I can look into it. I got to talk to our bond council next week anyway.
Okay. All right. And you might, does Rachel get involved in those conversations?
She's going to be on that call.
Okay, good. Good. Excellent.
Yeah.
But we may not get the motor fuel tax this year to borrow against, is my point.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's a risk.
Right. It's just an exploratory conversation, but if somehow could figure out how to level the 2016-2017 years, it might, in the long run, save the county money.
I have a feeling we're not the first ones who will have asked Elizabeth about this, so I'm sure she already has an answer.
I thought you guys were just the brilliant ones of the day.
Maybe we are, but I'm guessing she's probably heard this question before.
The only other possibility is to sue them for it and say, you know, you're supposed to be passing it along. I mean, that's what everybody else is doing.
I was going to say, yeah, the line at the federal courthouse door is getting pretty long these days. People forcing the state to pay their bills, so, yeah, it's another option.
Well, I wonder if they can force us to pay our bills. I've thought about this, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
We have this Dewey Fisher Road project going on, which is an $8 million construction project that's being funded by the state, and they pay the bills and send us our portion, which they haven't even sent us yet, which is amazing to me, because we paid $5 million on that
job. They didn't have a staff enough to
yeah.
send the bill.
So we have a $1 million payment out there somewhere coming. You know, I don't know if we could just say, well, you know, you owe me $1 million, I owe you $1 million, we're even.
We've discussed doing that with Health Alliance over the money they owe us for the nursing home.
Yeah.
And it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get that bill, if I get that bill in the near future, we can have that discussion of what the ramifications are.
I would hurry to take it to the post office.
Oh, no.
Just put it that way.
No.
Mm-hmm. I hear sometimes things get lost in the mail.
They do.
She's worked for lobbying in the state too long.
As long as they don't send the National Guard after us, we're fine. Sure.
Browner and Megan want to show up and present the bill personally. I'd like to have a word with them.
All right, well, we've got a C-Carts van out there to take us on a whirlwind quick tour of ongoing projects and future projects. The plan is to go up through Lincoln Avenue, see where that realignment's going to be. The engineer for the East Olympian Drive project is going to meet us there at the corner of Lincoln and Olympian and just kind of show you what's been going on there. And we were going to go up to Dewey Fisher where they're actually paving today, getting that project complete, and then swing by the West Olympian Drive job, and the engineer is going to be there where it's hooking up to Duncan. Duncan's been opened in the last week or so, and that's at least open to traffic, and he says they got a couple, 3 weeks left on that project. And then go through the intersection project that we're going to do next year. I guess we are going to do a project, but that's federally funded. It's a township project at the intersection of Cardinal and Rising, where that offset intersection is. Kind of show you what the idea is to do there and then come back here. So hopefully back within an hour and a half or so.
Hey, we're having barbecued ribs, right?
Yeah, we're going to stop at Black Duck.
All right.
You have your consent items? We have consent items?
No.
No?
Okay.
There were no action items.
Great. Chair's report.
Thanks.
So next thing is recess or adjournment.
Yep.
Awesome.
Do we get to run or drive any heavy equipment or anything like that?
You can come out to my house. You can play with whatever you want.
Some people have small tonka trucks.